Police in Western Australia are using a new tool in the fight against juvenile crime. It's an alarm which emits a high-frequency noise that's only audible to young children and teenagers. Police and business groups say it's an effective way of preventing young people from gathering in public areas late at night. But critics say it could be illegal for police to use the device. Adam Rollison reports.
The makers of the mosquito anti-loitering alarm say it produces a high-frequency sound, much like the buzzing of the insect it's named after. But if you're more than 25 years old, you won't hear a thing.
Switched on in the evenings and deters unsocial behaviour by emitting a noise that only teenagers and youth can hear.
Bill Headley is the chief executive of the Midwest Chamber of Commerce and Industry. He says the device has been trialled on the Geraldton foreshore for more than 6 months.
That does have an effect. I was watching some activity down there one night that wasn't particularly attractive, and then when it turned on, they immediately dispersed.
Kununurra in the state's north has also announced plans to trial the mosquito alarm. Police there have issued a newsletter for residents emphasising the safety of the device. They say it's based on the same technology in the mobile phones used by teenagers every day. The president of the town's Chamber of Commerce, Brad Williams, says he hopes the alarm will make his community safer.
Well, I think it's pretty clear one of the problems we've got is young kids in the town centre in the middle of the night. So hopefully it may have an impact on reducing some of the property damage and a bit of luck maybe even send the kids home to sleep.
But Western Australia's Commissioner for Children and Young People, Michelle Scott, says she was surprised to hear that police have backed use of the device.
That's because as Commissioner, I look at what the evidence tells me about what will be effective in reducing juvenile offending. And about 2 years ago I was briefed by the English Commissioner for Children and Young People, who told me about the use of devices such as this in the UK and how they had not been effective. And as I am aware, many European countries have banned the use of these devices.
And she says the long-term impact on young people remains unclear.
We'd have to have a look at the research, but I think potentially it's unlawful, the use of these devices, and it could give rise to a claim under the Equal Opportunity Act because it's discriminatory in relation to young people. I think if you look at the evidence overseas, you'll find that many businesses have moved away from this approach.
The state's Commissioner for Equal Opportunity, Yvonne Henderson, is also worried.
Because it specifically mentions that it targets people of a particular age group, I certainly believe that someone would be entitled to bring a complaint if they objected to that and to have that complaint investigated.
But Brad Williams from the Kununurra Chamber of Commerce rejects those concerns.
Well, I think we've got a law that says children have to go to school when they're under 16, but they don't have to if they're over it, so that's discriminatory as well, I suppose. The devices are only intended to be activated after hours in the evening at times when the kids shouldn't be in the shopping centre precinct anyway, so it should be fine.
The mosquito alarm is also being used by authorities in a number of nations in Europe and North America. Its use has been challenged by political and human rights groups in several of those countries, but few have succeeded.
Adam Rollison.